China Kids English Bilingual Storyland
中国少年英语报双语故事会2025年9月
Page 2
Message
寒暄
Welcome
欢迎
I saw how the lambs went skipping in the green. I heard how the bugs sang their evening tune. I've never seen or heard Lady Autumn, but I whisper welcome. When the air smells like honeycomb, nice and sweet and warm.
我看见小羊跳过绿野，我听见虫子哼唱夜歌，却还没见到秋姑娘的身影，也没听到她的声息。当空气中传来蜂巢般的芬芳，在这美妙、香甜、温暖的气息里，我喃喃地说：“欢迎。”
Page 4 Story Garden
精灵花园
When Coco meets 192
冰激凌奇遇记
After dinner, Coco goes out for a walk. She sees an ice cream light.It is round and bright and oh, so perfect. Coco can't help hugging it. Then, a door opens. Coco walks in. Wow, it's bigger on the inside.
This is so much like a sci-fi dream come true. You walk into a box or something.It's bigger on the inside. There will be a time traveler. Something wonderful will start.
Coco thinks out loud.
Hello,
someone says. Is that an ice cream? Only it looks much bigger and has a smiling face and talks.
Welcome to 192's Ice House.
192?
That's what I'm called. All ice cream men are called by numbers. Oh, I've been away from my dear ice cream men and from home for so long. I'm on a scent hunt. I have to find my favorite scent.Only then can I go home. Use that scent to make my one and only ice cream and be a true grown-up. But it's no easy job.
192 looks sad. He jumps a bit. A box gets knocked over. Lots of cards come out.
I'm okay,
says 192 under the hill of cards.
We ice cream men keep our past in cards. Each card is a one-day film that can be played. And these are my past.
Some cards fly into the air. They show 192's scent hunt. Mountain wind scent.Flying bird scent, morning forest scent. All are nice, but not nice enough for 192. Once he almost found it. The smell from a flower field made him think of home. But he missed it. Each scent hunt is a one-way trip. One can never go back.So, a missed scent is missed forever. Before Coco walked in, 192's ice house just landed.
That smells wonderful,
says 192. He's looking at Coco's bracelet. It's made from fresh jasmine. These small white flowers can be seen almost everywhere in Coco's city. Their sweet scent dances in the evening winds. Happily, 192 flies his ice house over the city. This time, he doesn't miss his favorite scent. What will 192's jasmine ice cream taste like? Coco really wants to have a try.
Word box.
小词库.
Perfect.
完美的.
Sci-fi.
科幻小说或影片等.
Scent.
香味.
Hunt.
搜寻,寻找.
Grown up.
大人.
Knock.
把撞击成某种状态.
Past.
过去.
Miss.
错过. 错过机会.
Land.
降落, 着陆.
Bracelet.
手链.
Jasmine.
茉莉.
Page 9. Magic Map.
魔法地图.
Where do the monarchs go?
寻找帝王蝶的冬日家园. 喜欢冒险的小女孩茉莉, 会说话的地图先生. 茉莉和地图先生在时空中穿梭旅行，偶尔迷路。 这一次,他们来到1922年的加拿大多伦多, 遇到将用一生时间探索帝王蝶迁徙之谜的男孩弗雷德。 1922年,加拿大多伦多.
The time has come. Catch the wind. Follow the sun. Bye, monarch butterflies.
Molly hears a boy speak. He's looking up. Monarch butterflies fill the sky.
I love monarch butterflies. In summer, they dance here. In fall, they fly away. Where do they go? I really want to know.
The boy says to Molly and Mr. Map.
So, I wrote to a monarch expert. He wrote back. Guess what? No one knows the answer. I, Fred Urquhart, will find the answer one day.
1937年,加拿大多伦多.
Fred grows up. He meets another monarch lover, Nora. Together, they work on the monarch mystery. Tagging is a good start. It can help people know where the monarchs go. Fred and Nora try tag after tag. Some are too sticky. Some just won't stay on. It takes them 3 years to find the right tags. Those tags work well in wind and rain. They have numbers and read, Send to University of Toronto, Canada. Many volunteers join in. They catch the monarchs, record where they have found them, tag them, and then let them go. The data keeps coming. The map of the monarch's journey gets clearer. Fred now knows monarchs travel northeast to southwest across the U.S. Most monarchs pass through Texas to Mexico. But then to where?
1973年, 墨西哥城.
Up, up and away, the monarchs fly. On and on, a young man follows. His name is Kenneth Brueger. Not long ago, Kenneth read Nora's monarch story in a newspaper. He wants to help. With his dog, Cola, Kenneth travels around Mexico. Somewhere in the mountains, Fred and Nora tell him, the monarchs are sleeping.
1976年, 墨西哥马德雷山脉.
This is the mountain of butterflies Kenneth has found. It is over 3,000 meters high. Fred and Nora walk on up the mountain road. Then they see them. Monarchs everywhere. The trees and even the forest floor are clothed in butterflies. On one butterfly, Fred sees a tag. It reads, Jim Gilbert from Chaska, Minnesota. That's over 3,000 kilometers away. So, the mountains here are the answer. In the August 1976 National Geographic, Fred told the world how the monarch mystery was solved. Now, in Mexico, there are nature reserves for monarch butterflies to spend the winter.
Word box.
小词库.
Monarch butterfly.
帝王蝶.
Butterfly.
的复数.
Butterflies. Fill.
使充满.
Expert.
专家, 行家.
Mystery.
不可理解之事.
Tag.
给加上标签, 标签.
Sticky.
粘的.
Volunteer.
志愿者.
Record.
记录.
Data.
数据.
Newspaper.
报纸.
Solve.
解答, 破解.
Nature Reserve.
自然保护区.
Culture Tips.
文化小贴士. 黑麦金斑蝶, 又称帝王蝶, 是北美地区最常见的蝴蝶之一, 也是地球上唯一的长途迁徙性蝴蝶. 玛丽金属植物是帝王蝶的食物, 在很大程度上决定了其繁殖栖息地的范围。 每年秋天, 帝王蝶都会进行大规模的迁飞。 落基山脉以西的帝王蝶前往加州阳光海岸的大片松林地, 东部的族群则飞往墨西哥的山区越冬。
Page 14.
Philosopher's Class.
哲学家小课堂.
The Kite and the Butterfly.
风筝与蝴蝶. 伊万克雷洛夫.
Ivan Krylov，
俄罗斯寓言作家，其作品多反映日常生活现象，揭示人生哲理。
To the skies a kite flies.
People say I'm like a butterfly. What a silly idea! You, little butterfly, can only fly among the flowers. But I can fly among the clouds,
says the kite to a flying butterfly.
Butterfly, butterfly, you must want very much to be like me.
I can't fly as high as you do, says the butterfly. But trust me, I'm very happy to be me. I can go wherever I want, but you can only go where people and the wind want you to. Now, I'm going to visit my flower friends.
Word box.
小词库
Silly
愚蠢的傻的
Trust
相信
Page 17
Myth Valley
神话谷
Into the Cedar Forest
深入雪松林
A Mesopotamian myth
美索不达米亚神话故事
The young king of Uruk, Gilgamesh, wanted to make a name for himself. He wanted to defeat Humbaba, the monster in the cedar forest.
The monster is very dangerous!Don't go!
Both his best friend Enkidu and the elders couldn't stop him. So the elders asked Enkidu to go with him. When Gilgamesh and Enkidu started out, Gilgamesh's mother, Ninsun, prayed to the sun god for them.Gilgamesh and Enkidu were very strong. They could walk very fast. A journey that took most people a month and a half would only take them 3 days. For 5 nights, Gilgamesh was woken up by bad dreams. Seeing that, Enkidu told him,
"The sun god will help us. That's what your dreams have told us."Here we are, the cedar forest,
said Gilgamesh. Humbaba came closer and closer. Gilgamesh and Enkidu became afraid, but they encouraged each other. The sun god sent 13 strong winds to help them. Together, Gilgamesh and Enkidu defeated Humbaba.
Word box.
小词库
Defeat
击败战胜
Monster
怪物怪兽
Cedar
雪松
Elder
长者长辈元老
Pray
祈祷，祷告。
Month，
月。
Wake，
醒，醒来，过去分词。
Woken。Dream，
梦，睡梦。
Encourage，
鼓励。
Page 25
Beauty of Poetry
静听诗歌赠汪伦 李白。李白乘舟将欲行，忽闻岸上踏歌声。桃花潭水深千尺，不及汪伦送我情。
To Wang Lun. I, Li Bai, am aboard a ship about to sail, when suddenly from the shore I hear your song of farewell. However deep the lake of peach blossoms turns out to be, it is not so deep, Wang Lun, as your love for me.
Word box.
小词库。
Aboard.
在船上。
Suddenly.
突然，忽然。
Shore.
海洋，湖泊的岸。
Farewell.
告别。
Page 26.
Autumn dusk.
秋日黄昏。
I saw above a sea of hills a solitary planet shine, and there was no one near or far to keep the world from being mine.
我看到在那大海般起伏的群山上，有一颗行星在孤零零地闪耀着。此刻，无论远近，都没有人能够阻挡我拥有这个世界。
Word box.
小词库。
Solitary.
单个的。孤零零的。
Planet.
行星。
Page 28. See the world.
漂流瓶。
The city of cats.
爱猫之城。在大约700年前，猫就与伊斯坦布尔建立了友谊。来到土耳其爱猫之城伊斯坦布尔，向猫咪居民问声好。
Great mousers.
捕鼠有功。
About 700 years ago, most houses in Istanbul were built from wood. Mice came.So, people got cats to help catch the mice. Over time, the number of cats went up in this city. For our cat citizens.
为猫民服务。
Cats are seen as citizens. In the streets, there are many cat food vending machines. And there are hotels for cats.An old people's home houses 30 cats. With nice food and good care, the cats enjoy their stay. And they bring so much fun. Cat Museum.
猫咪博物馆。
In October 2023, Istanbul's Cat Museum opened. It is filled with fun stories,Games, comics, and toys. Everything is about cats.
Word box.
小词库。
Wood.
木头，木料。
Citizen.
居民，市民。
Vending machine.
投币是自动售货机。
House
给人或动物提供住处。
Care
照料、照顾。
Did you know?
你知道吗？汤比利
Tom Billy
曾是伊斯坦布尔的一只流浪猫，喜欢在路旁慵懒地看着来往人群。这张照片在互联网上博得人们的喜爱，使汤比利成为世界名猫。
Welcome to Istanbul.
汤比利回到猫星后，居民在他常常坐着的台阶上设立了雕像，纪念这位好朋友。
Page 31. Star Forest.
星星森林。
Carl Linnaeus.The namer of life.
卡尔林奈，生物命名者。
Long ago, the naming of things was messy. Plants and animals were many. How to tell which from which? Even scientists couldn't agree. One man tried to give a scientific name to every living thing. His name,was Carl Linnaeus. He used two Latin words to name each species. This worked well, and still works today. Linnaeus was born in Sweden on May 23rd, 1707. His father loved plants. Their family had a small garden.Little Linnaeus often observed flowers and trees there. He loved writing down how different plants looked and grew. When he grew up, Linnaeus went to university to study plants and how they helped people. To learn more, he walked through Lapland in northern Sweden.He wrote about how more than 100 plants looked and where they lived. In 1735, 28-year-old Linnaeus wrote a book about plants. In the book, he made a special two-word naming system in Latin, a genus name, like the big family, and a species name, the special features.It was clear and simple for all scientists to use. Linnaeus didn't just write books. He taught students and sent them to study in different countries. Some went to China for tea plants, some to Africa. These trips found many new plants and animals. Linnaeus's favorite plant was the smallest bush in the world. It grew little flowers. He once said,
Like this flower, I am small and unimportant.
It's the only plant named after him. Today, his statue stands in a park in Stockholm, holding that flower. It shows us,Every life, no matter how small, deserves a name.
Word box.
小词库
Messy.
混乱的
Scientist.
科学家
Scientific.
科学上的
Species
种物种分类上小于鼠
Observe
观察
System
思想或理论体系方法
Genus
动植物等分类的属
Feature
特征,特点
Bush
灌木
Unimportant
无足轻重的
Statue
雕像
Hold
拿着
Deserve
应该得到 值得
Culture tips
文化小贴士 新航路开辟后 物种新发现 急需科学界统一命名体系 18世纪 拉丁语是欧洲学术界的通用书面语言，科学文献多以拉丁文撰写。拉丁语继承自古罗马自然研究传统，具有历史权威性。林奈系统应用拉丁双名法，使得全球科学家拥有了跨越语言障碍的统一命名体系。这一传统延续至今。
Page 35 Folktale House
民间故事屋
Wings of the Butterfly
蝴蝶之翼
A South American Folktale
南美民间故事
A long time ago, a girl lived with her people by the Amazon River. She had never gone into the deep forest. In the old stories told by the elders, it was like a different world. One could easily get lost or meet with monsters there. One day, the girl saw a big morpho butterfly. Light danced on its blue wings.
How wonderful it would be like you, she thought.
The butterfly flew to the edge of the forest. The girl ran after it, moving her arms up and down as if she had wings. After some time, the butterfly was gone. The girl found that she had run far from home. There was no way out. Walking alone in the deep forest, the girl was hungry and tired.
Nothing here makes sense, she thought.
Are you sure?
Someone asked. It was a big blue morpho butterfly.
The human world is small,
it said.
Around your world, there is a bigger world. Everything is not the same.
But how can I get home?
Asked the girl.
I can lead the way,
the butterfly answered. They soon saw the Amazon River.
I don't think I crossed the river when I came,
said the girl.
How did I make it here?
Wings of blue drink the dew.
The butterfly said these words three times. The girl felt she was becoming smaller.
I'm a butterfly!
She was very excited. They flew over the river. The girl turned back into a human.
I will leave you here, said the butterfly.
Take me with you. I want to be a butterfly.
Now that you have been one of us, you will always have what we have given you.
Hearing these words, the girl said goodbye to the butterfly and turned towards home, with the wings of blue shining in her heart.
Word box.
小词库。
Deep.
纵深的，宽的。
Edge.
边缘。
Sense.
意义。
Cross.
度过。
Dew.
露，露水。
Leave.
离开某人或某处。
Page 43.
Taking to the sky.
兔子的飞翔梦。
Flying with the birds.
与鸟儿一同飞翔。
The autumn winds are calling.
If only I could fly with the birds on their journey south.
Some birds travel by day. Some birds travel at night. Rabbit bird and Clara bird travel in their dreams. Up in their treehouse.
What's that noise?
Look, Rabbit! Birds!
Our treehouse can be a station for traveling birds.
Tired birds, hungry birds, sleepy birds, lost birds, wounded birds.
All are welcome!
Thank you. We are rested and well fed.
We are ready to fly again.
But before that...